This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody.
Yeah, this will be my 12th Boston Marathon. I feel good. I feel good. It was a good winter to train in Boston.
That is Patrick Renna speaking at the finish line of the marathon yesterday. He was doing what a lot of people are doing this weekend, having his picture taken on the finish line that he hopes to cross during tomorrow's Boston Marathon. WBUR's marathon man is Alex Ashlock, and he joins me in the studio to talk about the race. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Sharon.
So Patrick is going to have a lot of company tomorrow. He'll be one of, about 30,000 runners in this year's marathon. Give us the big picture of what it's going to look like.
Well, watching the men's and women's elite races, Sharon, should be very interesting tomorrow. Both fields deep and fast. On the men's side, Lalissa Desisa of Ethiopia is the defending champion. Caroline Rotich of Kenya comes in on the women's side as the defending champ. And that should make for some competitive races tomorrow. Tom Grilk is executive director of the Boston Athletic Association.
Competitively, it should be excellent. We have people with very fast times. And we also have a lot of people who have been winners of major races around the world. So when you combine people who are really fast with people who are winners, you get what we've always had here at Boston, which is the spirit of competition coming through above all else. It's not a time trial. It's a race.
Indeed it is. Alex, what about the wheelchair races? There are always some really tremendous athletes in those events.
I think the wheelchair races should be amazing tomorrow. Marcel Hug of Switzerland was the winner in the men's race last year. He had to edge out Ernst van Dijk of South Africa, who's won this race 10 times. They are two of the former champions who will be in the race tomorrow. Here's Marcel Hug.
Yeah, it's everybody, if the good athletes are here, so it will be a very difficult race. I try to defend my title from last year. Really looking forward to it.
I mentioned Ernst van Dijk. There are four other former champions in the men's race tomorrow. On the women's side, Sharon, Tatiana McFadden is the defending champion. She's no slouch either. She's won this race three straight times. She's going for number four tomorrow. And Sharon, it's kind of funny. She says something that most marathon runners would not say. She likes running up the hills or climbing the hills. Let's hear what she said.
I love climbing. Yeah, I love climbing. Going down is a little bit harder for me, but you know, I'm really looking forward to this year.
Great. Looking forward to the hills. Well,
you know, Marcel Hug says the same thing. He doesn't like the downhills either.
That's interesting. Well, you know, there's so much history connected to this race. You've already reported on Bobby Gibb, the first woman to run the Boston Marathon 50 years ago, back in 1966, when women were not officially allowed in the race. And this year, she's the Grand Marshal of the Marathon. I love that. What other historical notes are being struck for the 2016 race?
Well, just a note about Bobby Gibb. She told me she was supposed to run the race tomorrow, but she had a bout of bronchitis, so she's not going to be able to run. She said it's going to be kind of funny to be driven on the course instead of running it. But also this year, the Boston Marathon is honoring a Native American running tradition in the race. A woman from Rhode Island is running to make note of that. Her name is Mickey Wozencroft. She's a member of the Narragansett tribe. Her grandfather used to run with a man named Ellison Tarzan Brown, who won the Boston Marathon twice, the first time in 1936.
Growing up, everyone heard about Tarzan. I mean, he's a legend among the tribes. So it's something that if anyone was running, you know, as soon as you joined a track team when you were in junior high school or high school, you heard about everything that Tarzan did.
It's interesting, Sharon, to remember this was the 1930s, and Mickey said Tarzan Brown would run to earn money for his family. If first prize in a race was a watch and second prize was cash, he'd run for the money. Mickey doesn't expect to win any money tomorrow, but she'll be in tomorrow's race to honor his memory.
Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. He'll be covering the 120th Boston Marathon tomorrow. This is WBUR.